Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hi, this is Dr. Kim DeRamo, and thank you for tuning in. Today's MindBody TV podcast is on receiving. And this is a perfect topic because today we're going to have a full moon lunar eclipse. The moon is a representation of the feminine energy. This is all about receiving, going in, the unknown, the darkness, the stillness. It's something that in our culture we're sort of taught to avoid. And we've been imbalanced where we go into the masculine of the outer and the doing and being productive and being energized. And then we sort of shy away from or sort of repress the feminine. We are resistant to slowing down. So if we're fatigued and the body's asking for restoration, when we're imbalanced, we kind of can go into overdrive as a way to compensate. This is a really, really powerful thing with this lunar eclipse that invites us into a new relationship between our masculine, which is the outer and the doing, and the feminine, which is the inner and the receiving. There's so much to be gained here when we allow the feminine to be rebalanced and restored, and we allow ourselves to just receive everything that we require. This is what fuels the body. It's a really important dynamic because we can restore so quickly and so easily when we really allow this. And that's what creates health. You don't need to go into your masculine of trying hard and figuring it out and powering through things. You actually can allow a restoration when you're imbalanced with the feminine, when you allow receiving. So this full moon lunar eclipse is a really powerful way to allow that rebalancing, a new relationship between the masculine, the sun, and the feminine, the moon. This one is a complete eclipse where the earth will come completely and block the sun shining onto the moon. So the moon will actually appear orangey red. It's called a blood moon. This is also the longest blood moon that we have had this century. Very, very powerful. It's almost 2 hours of time where the moon will be completely eclipsed by the earth and not having the sun shine on the moon. So these energies really powerfully affect our bodies. They affect the way we think. They affect the way we relate. They affect us physically. So whatever that means for you, allow yourself this restoration. Allow yourself a reboot in your entire way of relating to masculine and feminine within you. Allow it to be a restoration of the divine feminine so that you can easily and effortlessly receive everything that's required for you to function in your highest self, your highest level of joy, health, and vitality. Enjoy this episode of MindBody TV, and thank you for being a listener. I am very eager to hear how you receive what we're sharing today.
This is Dr. Kim DeRamo with MindBody TV. Welcome to the video. If you're here live or watching the video on recording, welcome. Or if you're listening to the podcast, we're going to post this as a podcast as well as MindBody TV podcast. I am the founder of the American Institute of Mind-Body Medicine and am also a conventionally trained physician who shares mind-body medicine and self-healing and really a lot about how the body heals so that we can overcome chronic illness or any of the states that keep our body suppressed physically, mentally, emotionally, and begin to enter more vibrant consciousness. The premise of this work really is that our consciousness is reflected in our physicality. Our consciousness is reflected in our body, our health, our energy levels, and also in our life experience. So often we spend so much time trying to make changes in what we're experiencing, fix our health, fix our body, fix our life. And it's available to do it very differently, to allow something much, much more fluid to happen, much, much more abundant to come in so that we receive instead of making it happen. And I know a lot of what's been taught in medicine and healing is a lot about discipline and restriction and making it happen and self-improvement. And I have found that to be so limiting because we can max ourselves out on that and then really find like, ooh, this isn't the extraordinary, abundant, fluid, awesome life that I'd hoped for. This is just more work. So if that sort of feels like what's been your journey, that you're working really, really hard to be healthy or working really, really hard to have those improvements and expansions, that's what we're going to speak to today. And today's topic is letting go to receive more. And it's kind of interesting because this is so, you know, no matter what the topic is, it's the same thing. We're talking about one truth, one divine truth about who we are, what we are, what our health is. So yeah, we can slice it up in different ways and talk about it in different ways, which is really great and useful and interesting, but it's always the same truth of the guiding principle, like in life. And so for me, as I choose my ease, I always receive more. And sometimes that means letting go of what I'm holding on to, what I thought needed to happen, what my agenda is, what I'm trying to achieve. Because when I'm holding on to it, it creates all that is attachment and it blocks receiving. It blocks allowing it to come in. It's like, no, I know my life could be really easy and amazing, but I really, really need it to go this way. So I'm just going to hold on to this tension about it. And I really, really want this. That tension gets registered cellularly. It gets registered in every level of your energy system. And it will create obstacle after obstacle of things not coming in easily. And then you just have to work harder and harder. So for example, I went in. Hi, everybody who's joining us. So great to see you. I welcome your questions for sure. As I was thinking about our Facebook Live today, and I was on a call with a friend, and I realized, wait a minute, we didn't come up with our title for today. I got to come up with, what am I speaking about today, so we can, you know, invite people. And then there was a little tension around it because we were in a conversation. I wanted to give her my full attention. And I was like, wait, whoa, but I have to do this thing. And it was like, Kim, you know what? Let go of it all. Let go and allow everything. Life is on your side. It'll all be perfect. And so obviously it was like, oh, that's a really great guiding principle, is letting go to receive more. In the past, the way I operated, which dynamically blocked so much abundance and ease and fluidity, but the way I operated was more in the conclusion of, I got to make it happen. I got to make it good. I want this to be this way and I've got to make it be that way. So for this example, it's like, oh, I want my Facebook Live and podcast to be awesome and relevant and engaging and for people to come in. So I've got to come up with the right title. And I'm not willing to operate that way anymore because there's tension in it. Like, I'm aware of that as I've come into more and more of an expansive existence, that is toxic and I'm not willing to operate that way. So it was like, I'm willing to operate in the space of, it doesn't even matter. It's all going to work out perfectly as it is. So I put out this title of letting go to receive more, and I'm willing to operate in that space, that as I let go and allow the universe or God or source or whatever you want to call it to assist me, that more and more and more will come in, that the inspiration to know what to say and what to share will be spot on, will really speak to people's hearts, will really have an amazing, beautiful impact. But the attachment isn't there, because I used to be really, really attached. Like, I had to have that impact and make this thing happen. And now it's more about, I honor my ease above all else. I honor my serenity above all else. And I invite in the possibilities that are a match for that, such as, it all works out fine, or the right people are participating, or it speaks to the people who are really ready to participate in what I'm doing right now. So letting go of my agenda, letting go of the fear that I wouldn't do it right or it wouldn't be good enough, and then letting go of what I want, right? I want it to be this way and have this kind of engagement or this kind of result, right? Because we get attached to results. Well, if I can let go of what I want and just surrender to my ease, what is most fluid for me? Most fluid for me is to continue my conversation and then find that moment to, boom, post this idea of, hey, this is the title I'm thinking of. Let's go with this. And it was in plenty of time to get the word out and, you know, all worked out fine. But it was an interesting thing because that's my process of, like, moment to moment. How am I showing up to myself and to my body in this moment that either causes tension and strife And yes, it will shut down your immune system. And yes, it will shut down your digestive system. And yes, it will create all kinds of chronic illnesses. Or now I've got to take 10 supplements, or I can't eat these foods, or I can't do this. It creates restriction and limitation. But how I show up in each moment that can control, I can allow less control, but more fluidity. And so some of the comments are coming in, control is the biggest block to anything. Yep, it dynamically blocks receiving. And it also kind of alters your physiology and puts a big kink in the systems that could be healing your body. Nicole says, I'm so excited for this today. Of all the things you're saying are exactly what I was telling a friend yesterday who's frustrated with some things going on in life. Yeah, these are a lot of times deeper truths that we can understand, or it's like a bumper sticker, hey, let go and allow, la la la. But are we present to embody them? Or are we caught up in the idea that, yeah, I'll get to that whole bumper sticker thing later, or yeah, that's all airy, fairy, fluffy, but what's really happening for me is I've got to have control. This is completely unacceptable. I cannot let go. This is not okay. Everything really will fall apart. And I used to live that way too. And my experience reflected it. Like, things would not be quote unquote okay. In my mind, things wouldn't go smoothly, or things wouldn't happen that I wanted to happen. And so it'd be a reflection of like, I'm right. I can't let go and receive. I have to control. I have to do more. I have to work harder. I have to be on it, on it, on it. And that was what life required of me, because I kept buying into it. It's like you get to a point at eventually, if you're committed to living a truly fluid, abundant, joyful life of serenity, if you're committed to allowing that for yourself, you will eventually begin to notice. To notice, like, whoa, this is no way to live. Yeah, it seems like I have to. Yeah, it seems like it will create more. Yeah, it seems like these are the rules. But what if letting go would allow me to receive more? What if letting go would create more for me? And what would that mean? What would letting go look like in this moment? So take a deep breath to check in with yourself. Feel your body. Sometimes the first thing we feel when we check in is tension or fear. So just witness it. It's okay. You don't have to suppress it or overcome it or reject it. Just witness it. Take a big deep breath and be present in your body. Feel your shoulders, feel your bum on the seat, whatever you're doing right now. And let go. Let go of something like what you're doing. You know, if you're driving a car, maybe just pull over, because the mind will say, no, I have to get where I have to get. I can't take a moment for this. This is important. What I'm doing is important. I have to stay on this. I'll listen to this thing in the background and maybe like something good will seep in, but I'm not actually making time for it to like actually stop everything. Why is it so scary to let go of control? I sometimes wonder. Thank you, Jill. So what happens is we've suppressed so much fear. And then that drives us into doing. And what we create is more chaos. So sometimes the first thing that happens when we stop, we take a deep breath, we let go. What comes up? Freaking fear. Oh my God, it's not okay. Well, there are some things in your system set up to do that. Like you've told yourself, hey, this is the way the world works and you can't stop and let go. Or, hey, money doesn't grow in trees. Or, hey, you've got to work really hard to make things happen. So you bought into these conclusions, and that's your operating system that you're in. So it's going to come up when you stop. It's going to start to tell you, no. And your amygdala, the part of your brain that registers fight and flight, it will trigger. And it will trigger and say, whoa, you're doing something outside the program. Letting go is not okay. It's not going to create more. The last thing you want to do is let go. You have to go. And so what you actually just want to do is breathe through that and allow it to be questioned. So you get a little curious, like, is that even true? You know, in the work of Byron Katie, it's very powerful work. So many people have awakened from like profound depression and anxiety and despair. And by using, it's very similar to the work I'm using with health and what we're integrating here. But one of the steps is that you ask, is this even true? Can I know that this is true? So let yourself question. Let yourself question with curiosity, not with challenge or with attack and fight, but just, wait a minute, is it even true? What if I take a pause? That can be the most magic moment of your life that allows everything to change. So presence what's coming up, let the fear come up. It's very often the first thing that's going to arise because you've come out of that pattern. As long as you stay in that rat race of running on the hamster wheel, okay, I'm good. I almost got the carrot. It's right there. Is it really true? Am I actually moving closer to receiving what I really want? Or am I just running away from my fear and doing a better job at it every day, better and better at avoiding it, but wiping myself up? So do this little check-in as often as you can. Like, I was really present to myself and my body while I was on this call. And then even though I realized the little ding, 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 oh, we've got to come up with a title for today's talk, you know, sooner would probably be good. I was aware that stressing out about it or disconnecting from my conversation, like, that all caused discord. This is something I really wanted to be present to. I had committed to be present to. I know it would contribute to me to be present to. So I said, all right, I'm going to let go of that and let it move smoothly. And it poof, just came in effortlessly, and I, you know, posted it in there and sent it. So there's a question that comes up here from Randy that I want to speak to. And I love this because I've experienced this so many times. I keep getting confused, though, about the line between letting go and when I might be hiding behind that to avoid doing something that feels scary. But when pushing or moving forward, and it says dot, 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 but I'm not finishing it. But it's like, you know, when pushing or moving forward would really be good. I'm supposed to push and move forward and that I should do that, but now I'm going to let go. And am I just sitting in the back seat? And is that actually laziness? Or is that actually checking out? Is that actually hiding? Then the thing that's helped me so much to get clarity on this is, am I choosing from love or am I choosing from fear? So letting go, like for me in that moment, it was clearly out of serenity. Kim, you know, just get yourself off the hook here. Be here now. Allow everything to work out. If I had gone into fear, oh wait, maybe I'm just hiding. Maybe I'm avoiding. Maybe something really wants to get created, but I'm avoiding it and hiding. So now I'm shutting down and using letting go as an excuse. Is that love or is that fear? And that's a different frequency. You can see it's coming from doubt. Oh, letting go might be a bad thing. Maybe I'm just so scared and something wants to break through, but I'm using letting go as an excuse and I'm hiding. See how that's the mind? And it's like a little story and it's like a little conclusion and a calculation and a fear. Totally different resonance from pure love. Totally different resonance from serenity. So you can get that discernment. Wait, am I choosing from love or am I choosing from fear? Would letting go right now be more serene for me? Would it be a contribution to me? Would it be a gift to myself? Oh, yes, I'm so spun out about this. Letting go would be a gift. And then there's a whole different thing where it's like, oh, no, you know, I really want to move forward with something, but I should just let go. I shouldn't work so hard. And you like suppress an inspiration. That's totally different. And you'll feel the difference of that. Like, yeah, I want to choose this thing. Okay, I had, this is kind of a silly example, but sometimes they're just mundane. So I have these favorite pair of sneakers and, you know, it costs like $100 to get good running sneakers. So you don't just want to go buy them for the heck of it just because maybe they're a little scuffed up, but these got really smelly. So I'm sitting down with my shoes off and my feet are smelly. And I'm like, oh God, this is so annoying. And I've tried washing them and blah, 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 blah. But I am like, oh, I don't want to buy new ones. They're not really worn out yet, you know? But I'm sitting here with my smelly feet and I really don't like the smelly feet. So I was like, Kim, just go and buy yourself new freaking shoes. Like, let go and go and buy the shoes. So, you know, the inspired action is to go and click and buy the shoes. Done. No big deal. But the mind thought is, wait, should I spend that money? Should I do this? Should I try to make them work? Maybe I should wash them again. And you get into a spin out that has you doubt. The clarity comes and you know what will create more, but then the doubt and fear says, no, 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 don't take that inspired action because. So then that's the holding back and hiding. Like, oh, I really shouldn't just jump into action. Let me just let go of not worrying about my smelly feet. Let me just let go of not worrying about my sneakers. That's different. You can feel the difference in that. That's like telling myself I should let go, telling myself I should just not worry about it. And that's judgment. Totally not and the essence of freedom. Freedom is, I'm going to receive the new shoes, I'm going to receive clean smelling feet, and I'm going to allow that in and let myself receive that. So Randy, I hope that gives you, because I've actually heard you ask things like this before, and there's always this clarity of, are you in love or are you in this doubt slash fear? And this idea that, oh, letting go might be hiding and maybe I shouldn't let go. That's the fear that gets channeled by the mind. The mind can just spin you out on just about anything. Oh, good. So if we have any other questions, I definitely want to move into that. Grace says, I'm aware I am in a cycle of change. I've felt like this in the past, major shifts in my life, and I'm excited by your mentorship. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's really beautiful. There are a lot of times when we move into that, we can think of it as a calibration. And my mentor, Sylvie Olivier, she talks about the three cycles of expansion. So the first one is a speeding up. There's a new inspiration, a new idea, or something falls apart and we realize like, whoa, I want to expand into something bigger. And then we go through this calibration where all of our doubts and all of our fears and all of our no, you can't have that, and all of the old programs come up to be questioned. And this calibration can be really, really uncomfortable. Sometimes it's like excruciating. As we embrace the process more, it can be very fluid, but sometimes we don't embrace the process, and that's when it's like, oh, this feels not good. We move on through allowing the calibration into the expansion of something more getting created. And the sneaker example is a little bit mundane, but it's still a great example, because if I stay in the energy of no, I shouldn't spend this money, or I shouldn't, you know, worry about such a little thing, I should do it this way instead. What the speeding up is the inspiration of like, oh, let me just get these new shoes, have this new experience, have it be easier. And then the calibration is all the ways I say, no, I can't have that. Yeah, and so Grace is saying, I've been stuck in calibration. I've been stuck in calibration before as well. And understanding this cycle helped me so much to just go, oh, I'm in a calibration. I breathe in, I breathe out. I'm allowing the transmutation of those old conclusions, beliefs, doubts, fears, that I won't have enough, that if I spend that $100 on sneakers, that I'm a spendthrift and it'll never end and I'll never have enough. And then when I need it, it won't be there. You know, those are the little things. Well, if I breathe in and breathe out and just feel what I'm feeling, which is maybe tension physically, maybe fear, you could be anything, that trepidation, bubbles in your stomach. I mean, breathe in and breathe out. It will allow that energy to transmute. Your body is your partner. Your body is your manifestation tool. Your body is your ally in allowing you to move into expansion. So it will let the crap stuff come up that's in the way. And you don't even have to go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or an energy healer or, you know, whatever necessarily. You can just allow yourself to be present to what you experience, willingly breathe through it, and your body knows how to transmute that energy. It is amazing what can happen when we presence with breath, when we willingly presence this stuff with breath and with, okay, I breathe in, I breathe out. Three breaths with that kind of presence can transmute like decades and decades of old stuff that you're ready to move through. And now the calibration has completed and now I can operate in a new way. I receive everything in grace and ease. And if new sneakers are in order, then I'll have everything I need to have them sent here without a problem. And the reason I'm using this example with something, you know, the sneakers, it's $100. It might not be that big a deal, but you could glitch out about something like that for like for a long time. And it could, you know, and it's the mind doesn't know the difference between something that's big and something that's small. So I was on a trip to fly with my family. We went to Disneyland a few weeks back and we took my daughter on this amazing trip. And I knew I had some little trepidation around, like, you know, it was a huge money, time, energy investment for us to do this. But there was so much inspiration there. Like, my daughter's super psyched about the whole princess thing and It was added on to my girlfriend's wedding that I was super excited about. But to add, like, I think it was like 4 days, and we went to this Disney resort, and, you know, it's a major energy expenditure. So there was this little glitch of like, do I get to have it all? Could it really be that good? Is the other shoe gonna drop? Is it okay? Am I really allowed to have that great a time and have that much freedom and like take time off, you know, away from home and work and, you know, and then there's, you know, you're investing money, energy, whatever into the whole thing. And so when I got on the plane, anything about that hadn't been totally cleared kind of got contracted. I felt it. And I was like, all right, I'm going into a calibration. I am expanding into more. We're having a new baby. And this was kind of part of the mix of having that last vacation together that was just for my daughter and to do all the things she wanted to do in Disney. And like, yeah, we really can have this much joy and abundance. A lot of times with receiving, especially receiving a new baby or something really precious, it stretches our joy quotient. And the mind kicks in and says, something's gonna go wrong, the other shoe's gonna drop. And that isn't a reflection of truth as much as it's a reflection of the beliefs that you've held. I only get this much freedom. I only get this much joy. It's conditional. And so as I stepped into more unconditional receiving of the amazing things that are coming in with my family, you know, that we're enjoying together and that are coming in our life, it required that calibration. And I did do a video on this. If you'd like it, I'll send it to you because it was for a special group, my Embracing Health group. And it was kind of more personal. So I shared about a process I did on the plane to move through integrating this. And it's a beautiful calibration process that, you know, it assists you in moving through that calibration. It helped me a ton to release this so that I could enjoy my trip, right? Because who's ever been in Disney and you're like, I can't enjoy this? It's like your mind says, you should be having fun. You should be enjoying yourself right now. And we make ourselves so wrong for the energy we're in a calibration. You should be happy. You shouldn't be feeling this. This is not good. Why are you feeling this? I don't know why I'm feeling this. And it keeps that calibration stuck. And so instead, my process, part of it was I allow myself to feel this way as long as it takes. I'm moving through really dense energies and I'm totally willing to move through this as long as it takes. I breathe in, I breathe out. Coralie says, yes, that's what I feel. When something good happens, I do a double take and wonder, what is the bad thing that will happen now? I will share the calibration tool. It's really, really a beautiful one that I love. I'll probably just post it on my YouTube now that I've shared it here. And for those of you who don't know, it's Dr. Kim DeRamo. Is it Dr. Kim DeRamo on YouTube? It's Dr. Kim DeRamo on YouTube. There's a link to it on my site, drkimd.com. There's a link to all my YouTube videos. There was a couple of comments I'm going to zip through here. I have been stuck in calibration. Marlies, if fear comes up every time, how do you move on? If fear doesn't necessarily come up every time. It could be something else that comes up as you expand. How do you move on? So this is a great way. Allowing yourself to be in the freaking calibration and celebrate the heck out of it, because it's like, this is my moment. This is when I'm in the dungy, gungy stuff that I haven't been able to access, but yet has been creating chaos in my life. I'm in it right now. And I'm just going to appreciate that as intense as it feels. And I'm going to breathe in and I'm going to breathe out. And then pretty much all of my programs have tools that assist that calibration, assist that transmutation, assist that unwinding. If you haven't, the Instant Elevation program is a really, really great way, because there's like a bunch of different videos, and each one, even if you just watch one, is a calibration tool. It's a tool to assist you in moving through a calibration and expansion into more, so that you can move through as fluidly as possible and invite more into your life. So the Instant Elevation can be found at drkimd.com/IEP, Instant Elevation Program. Or you can just go to the website to access that. But I'm really, really very happy about how that came out and the contribution that program is. And the other comment that Marlies has made, because you want to overcome this and leave it behind. It only seems to come up every time. Yeah, it's like if we want to move on to the expansion, we won't fully allow the calibration. We will resist the calibration. And that's what the letting go to receive more is. What if I could just let go of wanting this to be over and embrace the space I'm in right now? That's what allows it to move the most fluidly. That's what allows you to expand and invite in more, get your system, your physical body kind of to release all the toxicity, whatever you've been holding, so that you can harmonize with health, or even maybe there's a supplement you're taking or a procedure you're having, and that you heal and recover very fluidly. I've had patients and clients who are going through chemotherapy who felt a lot of resistance, like, oh, it's Toxic Tuesday. I'm going for my chemotherapy. And it's like, oh, wow. If you're not willing to choose your choice, don't choose it. If you have the awareness that this is toxic, can you allow yourself to find a different solution? Or if you're aware that you really do want to choose this, can you release the idea that it's toxic, that it's wrong, that it's bad, and just be willing to receive it? That relationship will allow you to release the side effects or the toxicity or, you know, whatever, so that your body can move fluidly through that process of a surgery or chemotherapy or whatever it might be, and be aligned with the outcome that you really do want. Grace has said, my spouse lost his job a year ago and has shut down. It's escalating my personal fears in the way. Yeah, so other people's experience can certainly trigger our fears. And then we externalize it. We make it about them. Okay, we've just got to get him a new job and get him to get out of fear. And if he gets out of fear, then I'm going to be okay. Not realizing that now my freedom is conditional. It's conditioned on everyone I care about being in a good place at the same time. That's like hardly ever going to happen. If I can allow myself to release what I'm holding, let go and receive, I can let my spouse go through a hard time. I can let my child go through a challenging time and really actually be there as a assist or a support instead of a contribution to their own fear. Because I've experienced so many things like that with my husband as well, that when he would go into contraction, I'd be so, oh, no, he has to stay positive, or, you know, whatever it might require for me. And I know that letting go of what I require from him is going to give me way more freedom. What if I could be in serenity even if he's having a challenge, even if he's in doubt and fear, and not be triggered to think it means he'll never get out, or this is a really bad thing, or it's not okay. So for yourself, Grace, what is coming up for you when your husband is shut down? What's coming up in your body? What's coming up within yourself? If you're willing to be present to that and experience that, it will assist you through your own calibration, and you move into your own expansion, which is always a contribution to him. Julia says, how bad can going to Disney World be? I know, right? Like, you gotta be happy if you're in Disney World. I had an experience maybe a couple decades ago, and I remember being so unhappy and so contracted and so upset with myself because I was in Disney World and I shouldn't be unhappy and contracted. And it was like, what the hell is freaking wrong with you, Kim? What, your problem? You're miserably depressed. Maybe you need medication. What is wrong? And so you see that internal beatdown that's going on? So what could have been a fluid movement in 45 seconds, like we can process emotions and move through them in 45 seconds, especially with breath, ended up being like a couple days of contraction because I'm beating myself down about making it wrong that I felt the way I felt. I should feel this way, but I'm actually feeling this way. So if we can honor what we're actually experiencing, we can open to so much more joy. That's a great question, because that's exactly like, you know, how many people say that? Like, oh, you should be so happy, or you have a great husband, or you have a health, and you shouldn't, what's wrong with you? And so we should ourselves into that contraction. And we keep the energy stuck because we can't just let it move and give ourselves the freedom to feel whatever the frick we feel, whenever the heck we feel it, let ourselves paint with all the colors and live fluidly. That's what creates health in the body. But thank you for that comment. I'm gonna just buzz through these other items. The more you wanna try to fix something, the more it comes to you. Yes, so that's a lot about resistance. What you resist persists. Is that like a surrender to what you feel? Yes, when we, you know, let go, we're willing to receive, right? And the first thing we receive is what we're actually feeling, what's actually happening. But energy always wants to move. So that is inevitably what will happen when you allow this, when you let go to receive more. So I'm super excited to hear the rest of the comments that come through for those of you who are listening to the recording. And again, if you would like to participate more fully in my work or receive personal assistance, I'm at drkimd.com. We do have a couple things going on. One is that the Mind-Body Solution for Anxiety is going to be on a special this month. So for those of you who have been experiencing anxiety, it's a beautiful four-week integration. It's a do-at-home kind of like a home study program, but I will assist you online in the Facebook group. And that is on special for this month only, and we are going to discontinue that program at the end of this month. So that is the Mind-Body Solution for Anxiety, and you can find that at drkimd.com. I think it's drkimd.com/anxiety. The Instant Elevation Program I also mentioned, that has a lot of really powerful tools for assisting calibration. I am very frequently in the Mind-Body community on Facebook, so I look forward to seeing you there if this work interests you. And you can be sure to subscribe at drkimd.com because we share these videos and a lot of other invites and other work that I'm doing in that channel. So I look forward to assisting you in there. This is Dr. Kim DeRamo sending you my love for another awesome Mind-Body TV Facebook Live and podcast. I'll be here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for the love and the hearts and the thumbs up. And if you'd like to share this with those that you love, that was always a great idea if this inspires you. So much love to you.
You've been listening to the Mind-Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.